Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700, and one of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment. That allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 716-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee. There are certain restrictions that apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in the Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Albany, and Watertown, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts areas. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with the choice of street names. You just simply select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description of the property, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that particular property. It's all automatic and just that fast. Anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know has been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 716-633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 on your cell phone, or text us at 30930. Those are all free, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a terrific show for you today. Joining me in the studio on Our House this morning is Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker with Hunt Real Estate ERA, working in the Williamsville Clarence office. Welcome, Michelle, and thank you for joining me this morning on Our House.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited.
It's always great to have you here on the radio.
I know. It's been a little while, right?
It has
been. I'm kind of looking forward to the show today.
I thought for sure when I had you on the calendar for January, we'd be battling snowstorms to get here, like some of the winters, where it's been whiteouts on our drive into the radio show. But this morning, I looked out in my backyard, and the grass was green. Bright green. Greener than it was all summer.
I know. It's crazy. And you know what's so funny? I was just looking at my calendar. You and I, we've been doing this January show. Like, it feels like it's January. And today, 60 degrees. Driving in today, no coat. Felt so good today. And what, spring market?
It leads right into that.
Oh my God.
I know I bring up that term often about the spring market because in our Western New York area, people have been trained to think that's when houses sell. Come April, May, or June, that's the time to put your house on the market and that's the time to start looking. And what we need to inform and educate our listeners out there about is the fact that the spring market really is a myth now.
Yeah, so is a myth. I can't believe it. Like, as long as it's not snowing, blizzard, and just the wind isn't happening, it's selling house time. Let's go. Not only just getting out and buying homes, I'm trying to get houses ready faster this year than I had last year. Well, kind of just feeling it.
It seems like it's the perfect storm in particular this year. I don't even want to use the word storm since it's such a nice spring-like day today. But in terms of all of the factors converging to make it possible for people to get their houses on the market, for buyers to get out there early and start looking for homes, their dream home, instead of waiting until April or May, and finding that this limited supply of homes that are on the market has created a greater competition. If everybody starts in April looking for their house, there's a lot of people all at once looking at a limited supply.
We're limited supply. We have to grow that inventory base sooner than we did last year or the years before.
Well, even last year, surprisingly, I read just recently that the numbers of showings in January of 2019 was the busiest month throughout the country in most of the largest metropolitan markets. So for showings for the entire year last year. So I think that goes to, if it's a mild January, if the weather's cooperative, people want to get out there and start looking.
Right.
But also I think it's a factor of the severe shortage of homes that are on the market, and that it's making it more difficult and more competitive, and people are thinking they want to get a jump on things.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting how things are changing and how quickly things are moving. And I can't get houses up. I mean, you think about the shortage, and I think about trying to get the houses on the market, and I'm so for trying to make as much as you can on your home as you possibly can, based on how much experience you have as a real estate professional to know what the buyers are really looking for. So if you can walk into a property and get a real strong feel of, wow, this can be exactly what the buyer base is looking for if they just did XYZ. And if you did a few things when you sat down with that professional, it really can happen, and it can happen quickly. And aside from that, it's all about the marketing tools. If you don't do a few things and you're not working with the right professional with the right experience and the right suggestions, it's just not going to come together.
And it seems that with what for most people would be the largest investment of their lifetime, it's critical that they spend that time to meet with the right agents, to meet with the proper financial consultants. At Hunt Mortgage, there are mortgage consultants that will sit and help advise people. Right now, the interest rates are also attractive, and maybe it makes more sense for someone to get a 15-year mortgage than a 30-year mortgage.
I know. Did you see the numbers? I mean, save a little bit more money. Consider a 15-year. I can't get over the interest rates.
And all indications, you know, there's projections for 2020, and no one has a specific crystal ball, but mortgage rates do seem to be predicted to remain stable throughout 2020. They're certainly lower than they were at the beginning of 2019. And if rates remain around those historic lows, it probably does mean that the spring market is coming earlier. People want to make sure that they don't miss out on some of those rates. Right now, all the rates are below 4, and some of them significantly below 4%, which is a huge advantage to buyers in terms of their purchasing power. They're able to buy more home based on the interest rates being lower. People are looking at that information and wondering what to do. And I think, you know, it's important that they meet with someone knowledgeable who can help them through that process.
Right. And here we are, January, and we're talking spring market right now. And I'm sitting here thinking, I can't get these houses together quick enough. And what happens is you're sitting back in January thinking, oh, I'll just take a couple of vacations. You know, when I get back, I'll do this. I'll get a hold of a realtor. Well, you know, the realtors have, you know, all their contractors and connections to what can get done and how quickly they can get things done. And they're pretty much booked. So we really need to really get on the ball. And not only for the sellers, interest rates being lower driving the buyers to buy, but where are the sellers going to go? They also can engage and be able to purchase something at a really nice interest rate. So,
and it is a complex process.
Sure.
So I think that's why, you know, we talk regularly about the role of a real estate professional. And how early in the process do you think people need to to call you or text you or contact you with questions that they might have about their properties. Right. I mean, certainly they could call you or text you today while we're on the air, but how far in advance of getting started do you recommend?
Well, I can honestly tell you, I think sellers are the ones that are really getting out looking at open houses. They're trying to get a feel for, you know, what is it going to look like? What do I have to think about? You know, can I meet a real estate professional? What kind of advice can I get? I say right away. I say, okay, I'm moving in a couple of years. I'm kind of putting it out there. It's right now. Start talking now, even if it is in a few years. Don't wait, oh, it's going to wait for a few months prior to me putting it on, or I'm going to do all this work and then bring the professional in.
And I know that's something that you have always helped your clients with, and even people who just reach out to you initially to get some advice that maybe haven't worked with you before, have heard you on the radio, or know about your reputation in terms of being one of the top real estate agents in Western New York. I think they'll reach out to you for advice. What do? I'm going to remodel my kitchen, and I might be moving in 5 to 10 years. What mistakes might I make if I don't consult with you first?
Right. Okay. You're going to call the kitchen, you know, contractor to come in. But before you even do that, talk to a realtor. Maybe the kitchen isn't, you know, full blown, you know, remodel. Maybe it's a few things that you can consider that really will make a bigger bang for the buck.
And certainly the kitchen designers are going to know the kitchen design trends, and the contractors are going to know the things that they can do. But you need to look at it also from a resale standpoint.
Absolutely. And who's your buyer base? Are you going to, you're going to invest $60,000-$70,000 into a kitchen, and you might price your house right out of the market based on the neighborhood you're in.
And don't get me wrong, if someone's a gourmet cook and they want to enjoy that time in their kitchen, that's fantastic. But it's good for them to know the information, whether or not they're going to be able to get the return on their investment. And I know in the past we've talked about those sorts of things. You know, where are the best places in the house to invest money? But the kitchen is always one of the focal points where buyers are interested in seeing what the kitchen looks like. Even people who don't cook typically want to have an attractive kitchen these days, because the kitchen is used for multiple purposes. And we're fortunate enough to have some housing trend information made available to us by the National Association of Home Builders, where they really go out and do surveys to find out what the trends are. And it seems like simpler houses, a more modern design are the trend, and people are moving in that direction, I guess maybe because lives are so chaotic, people want to come home to a simpler environment.
Right. They're not entertaining in their homes that much anymore. They're getting out a little bit. So they really want to make it a little bit more family or individual friendly.
And there's so many different ways that people can do things in their kitchen without having to remodel their kitchen entirely. So we've got a number of tips here. There's 7 design ideas for the kitchen that people could incorporate. I want to get your opinion
on some of these. This is so much fun. Thanks.
So the first one is lighting, and the idea is to gather and cluster. In the past, people would hang a single light fixture over their island or in the eating area in the kitchen. And now single pendants, they're still popular, but maybe the design trend is to group them together or to have different styles but same finishes, clustering them together, mounting them at different heights. Are you seeing any of that yet the houses here in Western New York?
Oh gosh, yes. You could honestly tell that they're doing some reading or sitting down with a good designer and coming up with some ideas, and oh my gosh, they're all over Wayfair, right?
And doesn't that make a difference then? The cabinets are still the same, but the focal point in the room starts to be a little bit different. Light fixtures can really make a
light
difference.
Light fixtures, faucets and countertops and painting cabinets.
Well, you're jumping ahead on me, Michelle.
So
there, that's okay. No, it's great. You're right on track with the new trends. So the second one is cabinetry, and the idea that less is more. Historically, kitchen cabinets have been base cabinets below and wall cabinets hung above and filling every inch of wall space that's available in the kitchen. The design trend now is to eliminate many of those upper cabinets and to have shelves and floating shelves even, or nothing at all. So it gets to that simpler, more clean, modern design. I know some people are probably wondering, where do you put your dishes then?
I know.
People stack their dishes on their shelves because the dishes are coming off the shelf every day.
They don't have that many things anymore. They're not, like I said, they're not entertaining at home as much. They're living their lives more simply, and it's cleaner. And, you know, think of the money you're saving on all that extra cabinetry. I mean, it's like furniture, for goodness sake. Right?
So I've been seeing it for years in the magazines, but I think we're actually seeing people embrace it now. I think people might have hesitated because they weren't sure if they could live that way. But you're right. If people are picking up their kids after school and taking them to music lessons or soccer practice. And they're, you know, sometimes the families are eating in the car and they're, when they're dodging back and forth between, well, you know, from your days with Matthew and hockey. And
I think of how hectic your lives are. So I live it. I know what you're feeling. I know what's going on and how to move forward.
So interestingly, if you were remodeling a kitchen, it saves you quite a bit of money if you don't have to fill all the wall space with cabinets.
I mean, cabinetry is expensive. I'm not sure if you've priced much of that out, but I'm telling you, talk about building. You know, that's a whole other area.
It is absolutely a cost savings area, which is kind of nice because usually design trends sound expensive, but in this case, it's a cost saving. Another thing, number three on the list in the kitchen design trends are metals rain, and that's because the finishes, and you nailed it before. You said lighting and plumbing and things in the kitchen. But now the trend is to go with other than just a shiny chrome finish or a matte finish of the stainless steel, but they're coming up with a variety of striking colors now for the kitchens: bright gold, rose gold, black gold, and even polished rose bronze.
I know what you believe.
Polished rose bronze just sounds so pretty to me. It sounds pretty. But we want to be careful because people don't want to cover the whole kitchen with that. So maybe accents or
small
individual pieces.
Areas, yeah.
I know you work real closely with a designer who's very talented, and I'm sure you know she would help people to recommend just the extent of how far they go
just
with
a little
this.
Taste of something, and it could be easily changed out. It might be a bit of a trend in the moment, but it brings back a bit of life into your home. And then that brings me to comment on what's going on in real estate and selling homes today. It's not always how big the house is, but the buyers right now are looking for some interesting options that the house is offering. So instead of marketing the house and talking about we listing agents and our verbiage, how large the house is, talk a little bit more about what options this house has to offer. That's what the buyers are looking for, some interesting concepts.
So it's the whole conversation about form versus function. And the function of the square footage might not be as valuable as the layout of it and the presentation of it. And you can really overcome some challenges in properties with design and decor and lighting and balancing things out.
Yeah, they're looking for a more user-friendly instead of big office home offices. They're turning that into a one-stop place and still turn it into a guest little suite. They want bigger mudrooms and options to kitchens that are more open and more, like we were talking earlier, big islands. And
That's number four.
Oh, you go.
Islands make a statement.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
You nailed that one. I think you're clairvoyant.
Oh, no.
And I didn't share this
with
Michelle.
We just think a lot of
I'm springing these on you, but you're hitting them all. Islands have always been the focal point.
Right.
So now the idea is maybe it doesn't match the rest of the kitchen, whether it be the cabinet or the countertop, unique countertop materials, selecting intense, vibrant colors that contrast with the rest of the kitchen, but really oversized. Most kitchens, if they're referred to as an eat-in kitchen, have either a breakfast nook area or a large open space to put a big table. And really, the trend is to get away from that and to do 5 to 6 seats at the island. So that replaces those breakfast nooks and conventional dining arrangements and makes it a little bit more multi-purpose. Those 5 or 6 seats can be used for everybody to have dinner together in a household, or it can be used for entertaining. It can be used for homework. It can be used for paying the bills, doing the taxes.
I think about that, and I think about, that's all age groups. It's everybody's thinking the same way. It's not just the millennials. I mean, even if you're going to build something right now, sit down with a realtor. We know what's new, what's going to be the future, or what's, we see so much, and we see the growth that even before you sit with that builder and you come up with your ideas, get some other options to it. Maybe that's not always the way to go.
And we do have access to the information, to the trends, and we know about these things ahead of time, and we aggregate that information to make their job easier.
Yeah, we live this every day, 7/24. Think about it.
Well, this one, you and I did talk about this subject recently, and it's called Double the Love, the Messy Kitchen and the Showplace Island.
This is fun. Yeah.
So people who really do cook, because there are some people out there that really do take advantage of their kitchen. I know you're a gourmet chef, so I know you have a kitchen that's well used. But the idea of presenting two kitchens, one for show and one for go,
is that so funny?
So there's a prep kitchen. That one might have the appliances and workstations where the messy meal preparation takes place, and then maybe other areas where they entertain, gather, and design. So the design of that, some houses can't be changed entirely, but there's ways for people to accomplish that.
God, that sounds like so awesome. Like, and when we were talking about it today, I'm thinking to myself, I would love that. I mean, get rid of my dining room, open up my kitchen, have a little bit more staged area that I can do more prepping. You know, your friends and family are in your space sometimes. But they want to be in the kitchen.
You mentioned the dining room. Mm-hmm. It's not on this list here, but, you know, design trends from several years back indicated that the living rooms were going the way of the dinosaur. You know, people were living differently, right. Open spaces. They wanted large family rooms and great rooms that opened off of their kitchen and eating areas and dining areas. The dining room seems to be heading that direction too, because people are realizing they're devoting a lot of square footage in their home to a space that they might only use for holidays.
Right.
So people are looking at that dining room and thinking, what can I do with that space? And what you just mentioned, you know, opening the dining room up into the kitchen, and, you know, maybe having a small prep area in addition to the dining entertaining space. So that messy kitchen and showplace island.
I love that idea.
We'll see if that trend takes off. The number six trend was colors mixed, not matched. And I know we've seen that a little bit lately. I think that one of the ways you can do that is with cabinets, you know, having different cabinets on the base and maybe with the shelves that we talked about earlier on the upper wall spaces in the kitchen, or maybe having the island that doesn't match. But the idea is to blend different finishes and colors and materials into a single space. So it all flows together, but it isn't all matchy-matchy.
Right,
I love that. About the big kitchens with all the dark stained wood cabinets. Mm-hmm. It can overwhelm the size of a space. If you take some of those dark wall cabinets off, replace them with open shelves and have tiled walls behind it, it can really create some impact in that space.
Right, and colors coming in cabinetry.
And the last one that I'm going to get to is the sinks, because everybody needs a sink in their kitchen. But practicality meets personality. Gone are the days of just a plain, boring sink. People are picking colored sinks. Black sinks, which sounds a little interesting, rose a whopping 252% over the last year. Just in 1 year, 250% increase in black sinks. Sinks as a work of art, people who are doing farmhouse sinks. I know you've been seeing those trends,
right.
And that's something that's simple and easy for people to take care of. We're going to cover more of this when we come back from this break.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 716-633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment that's available only at Hunt Mortgage, or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you are buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker from our Hunt Williamsville Clarence office. If you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Michelle, we were talking about trends. I'm curious if there are any other trends in real estate that are, you know, really developing outside of the design of the homes, and maybe what people could be doing. What about the search process and trying to find a home, or criteria to use to select real estate agents? How is technology fitting in terms of trends for 2020?
Right, technology is big. I mean, think about all our smartphones and apps that are available out there. I mean, there's so much to research, so many applications you can use, and so many easy-to-use, user-friendly apps that you can find homes and do some research on realtors. You know, we're out here looking to the applications that allow you to research areas, you know, get a sense of space and where you're looking to start to look as far as technology. When we go into technology, it goes more into listings and how you're marketing your property. You know, are you really taking advantage of all the virtual options that are out there? I mean, if houses have to get worked on, maybe not putting the old furniture back in, leaving it vacant and doing some virtual reality type focused on what the house could look like with, you know, with some picturesque furniture. You know, if you can find me on Instagram, you're going to see a lot of virtual options on what a house and interior could look like, what an exterior can look like. Get a feel for what new listings are. Talk a little bit about the credentials of the realtor, how to research. All that kind of nice stuff.
Basically, everyone walks around with a computer in their hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone has their phones, and they're able to look up information. You mentioned people finding you on Instagram. How would people find you on Instagram?
I'm WNY Real Estate. You can find me very easily, and hopefully you can get some nice options that will give you some trigger you to enjoy the search.
And believe it or not, there's some people out there that aren't on Instagram. So Instagram, more conventional methods.
Or Facebook. I'm on the internet. I've got a website, michelleweiner.com. You can also text me, call me, 716-830-8266.
And that's Weiner, W-I-N-E-R.
Thank you.
Lots of different spellings of that name. Want to make sure that people find you. And I know if people wanted to call you or text you, your number is
716-830-8266.
I know oftentimes we have people that text you during the radio show and
afterwards.
I know,
I love it. It's so much fun.
People are sometimes intimidated to call in and ask their question on the radio, but you are a wealth of information, and I think it's important that people have access to real estate professionals that can help them.
Yeah.
So if someone would like to reach out to Michelle directly, you're certainly welcome to do that, or you could certainly text us your question at 3930 today. So technology has become incredibly helpful to help buyers and sellers. They can find all sorts of information. However, oftentimes people don't know what to do with that information. So reaching out to someone like yourself, who's a real estate professional, who can help them aggregate that information, sift through it, determine what's applicable to their particular house, their particular neighborhood, the particular price point.
Right.
And then you can also connect them to professionals who can help them on the financing end of things, on contractors that might need to do work for them, designers, and you can help them if they are selling to purchase a home. You know, that's really, for a lot of people, a logistical issue. If I want to build a house or I want to buy a house, what do I do with my current house? Which, you know, which comes first, chicken or the egg? And I'm sure you get that question a lot.
I think it really does start with they really want to move. They really want to buy something else. It starts there. And then we go back, circle back around to what's happening with your property. If you really need to buy something that's an idea that you want, it's going to cost you a little bit more. So how do we justify the differential on making more profit out of the house that you have to sell? So it's a little bit more involved. I mean, you think all the tools are online. They aren't. You have to sit down with a professional. Just working out comps and understanding what the sale prices are going for and why they're going for those, and understanding the differential between your house and the neighboring home.
And I think it's important for the listeners to understand you work with buyers and sellers. We talk a lot about listings and things to do to get your houses ready. I do know you happen to have one house that is on the market and open today. You're doing an open house today, right?
Yeah, I'm doing an open house today. Come by and say hello. It doesn't have to be the house you're seeing. Come and see me. It's really fun. I'm at 135 Briar Hill in Williamsville. It's a beautiful house. It's staged beautifully. It's got some beautiful colors. I think give you some great ideas. And probably just come by and just say hello. Maybe there's some ideas that maybe I can tip into your brain to start thinking about what you need to do next.
That would be terrific. Mm-hmm. So that house is a little bit about the house size, numbers of bedrooms and bathrooms and prices.
It's about 3,600 square feet. There's four bedrooms, but there can be an option for a fifth bedroom. And there's two master suites, believe it or not. This house is beautiful. You don't really get to see that much, but I'm enjoying working on this particular project.
And that open house is from what time today?
Today, Saturday, between 1 and 3.
Terrific. Well, I hope people will join you out there.
I hope they come and say hello to me.
I know you have some other houses that are coming up, too. You've got some houses in the South Towns, not just the North Towns. I know I mentioned earlier you work out of the Williamsville Clarence office, but I know you're one of those real estate agents that covers every area in Western New York.
I know, and I love it. Well, I'm a Western New Yorker. I mean, you can really get anywhere in 20 minutes. True. I've got some lots up in I've got some lots up in Lewiston. Beautiful.
I've seen
some
those
beautiful,
gorgeous
views. And you're just getting a feel for, look out your front window, you can see Toronto. So some lots up there. If you're really considering building, my goodness, what an option to pick up something inexpensive to build something beautiful on a couple of acres. I've got houses in Orchard Park. I mean, they're beautiful, brand new homes, ready for new buyers. These particular sellers have other relocation options that are going on in their lives and looking to, find the perfect buyer for their homes. They range from $4 to $1 million, but they're great options, and you couldn't rebuild them for these particular prices. I've got a gorgeous home in Spalding Lake, stunning. I got to tell you, it's about 7,200 square feet. The house gives you major options between media rooms, billiard rooms, family space, big kitchens, just beautiful options in these homes. And you can't build them for the prices that are on the market right now.
I've not been in that home, but I've seen the photos of the home and I've seen the marketing presentations that you've done for that. And it's just gorgeous. If anyone is interested in true luxury living, you're definitely the person to give a call.
Yeah. Even to look for the, a really good buy in those price points, too.
Well, and I think we've talked about, when you talk about price points and good buys and values, it's important that the sellers understand, yes, it's a seller's market in that there's low inventory, but that doesn't mean you can just put any price tag on a house that's on the market and expect the market to respond accordingly. So pricing the house is so important because, yes, people want to get as much money as possible out of their house, but they also want to do it in a way that is smart for them and efficient. Putting a house on the market with the right price can actually equate to selling it faster and for more money, as opposed to putting it on a higher price and maybe dropping it down in increments. A lot of times we hear sellers say, "Well, I just want to try it. I want to try this price." How do you help people to understand why it's so important to price the houses properly?
Oh, I love this subject matter. I actually have a good experience very recently on a listing that I took on late fall, and that's kind of always a tough time too. Late fall, October, November, to put a house on the market. This house in particular, I took over, remarketed it, really had a nice conversation with my sellers, and had them really understand putting the right price on a home gets the house sold. And to try something really just gives you extra days on market. Buyers want to know, why hasn't it sold? What's the difference? Maybe I'll take a little longer. It's, if they're not in a rush to sell it, we'll keep our eye on it. Well, keeping your eye on it doesn't get the house sold. Honestly, it doesn't. And the increment changes are difficult. It's why. Why is it incrementing and changing? Just get the right price on the property. I think that's the biggest mistake that sellers do.
And I think sometimes sellers might think it's a little bit more simple because you can go on Zillow and you can get a Zestimate for your home, and they don't realize that those estimates are wildly inaccurate. It's based on an algorithm.
Yes.
No one's been inside your home. They don't know the condition of your home, the benefits of certain features in your home, and perhaps some of the drawbacks to some of the things that might have been, you know, specific interests to a particular seller, right, but wouldn't appeal to the general public. So having a real estate professional who can go in and assess the condition of a home in addition to the location and the size and, you know, some of the numeric features of the house, it's really important that you then take that information and compare it to others and do a market analysis and see what houses are selling for, not just in that zip code, but literally in that same neighborhood and sometimes on the same street, because there can be wild, yes, variations in terms of, you know, popularity. Certain pockets and neighborhoods become hot and desirable, and other things, you know, sort of wane over time, just like anything, fashion, food,
right,
all of those things. There's hot, right, spots, and then they're not. So I can't think that it's more important nowadays for people to reach out to a professional as opposed to relying on just, you know, one number, a Zestimate. I mean, Zestimate just has a Z in front of the word estimate, where your market analysis is really data driven.
It really is. And you know what? We talk about real estate professionals. I'm talking about an experienced real estate professional, a realtor that has been in the business for a while, has viewed a lot of these homes that sold. Have you been in them? Do you really have your finger on the pulse? And are you really putting the right price on the properties? I think that's really important.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously you have a lot of expertise in these areas, and I'm so glad that you're here to share that. We will be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, available only at Hunt Mortgage, or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professionals for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. We're back in the studio with Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker. Michelle, it's so nice to have you with us today. I know that you are available to take calls throughout the week, not just on this 1 hour that we spend together on the radio, but I appreciate your, you know, giving up of your time. I know you've got a busy day today. You've got an open house on Briar Hill in Williamsville.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
What's that house number again?
135 Briar Hill Drive in Williamsville. It's in Woodstream Farms.
In Woodstream Farms, mm-hmm. And that's this afternoon between
1 and 3.
1 and 3. So if anybody wants to see that home and see Michelle, that's a great opportunity for you to get there. So thanks for giving up your morning, because I know you're giving up your afternoon, and you're probably doing showings and market analysis and all kinds of things all weekend, because I know you're always working.
This is the best. I have a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing the show with you. Actually, we have a lot, and we can go on and on. I wish it was 2 hours long.
Well, that's the funny part. People think that the show's over at 10 o'clock, but we keep talking about real estate.
We're still talking, but before Susan goes into her piece on where trends are heading, I want to congratulate Susan Ballard. She is our branch manager of our village office. The most successful office is going on today, but I want to congratulate her. She is going to be the new president of the Buffalo Niagara Builders Association. So if anybody sees Susan today or in the future, check me out on Instagram. I'll be putting all nice little posts about her. I just want to congratulate her. I'm so proud to be here and spending time and to be friends. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michelle. That's so nice. We're on the radio, so people can't see me blushing.
You should see her. She's so cute.
I am honored to be the president for the Buffalo Niagara Association of Builders. You know, we've been together.
Yeah.
I've been a member of the Builders Association for probably 25 years now. And super proud of what we do for the community. And that'll be the last you hear of that. But thanks, Michelle, for bringing that up.
Oh, are you kidding? I wealth of knowledge. I mean, I can't even tell you when I'm even selling homes and their existing homes and how I tie into the new builds and where it's going. And to get that information from a talk about, you know, the wealth of information dealing with a realtor and the professionalism that's associated to it.
We have fewer builders today than we did before, but I will say the builders that we have in our area are very professional. They take the interest of the community as well as their customers into consideration. The economic impact that new construction has on our area is tremendous. It's over $300 million of economic impact and over 8,000 jobs that just new home construction is responsible for in our community. So I'm very proud of that, and thank you for embarrassing me on the air, Michelle.
You're welcome. I love
it. Back to our trends for 2020, as you know, we're kind of in the beginning of the decade now, and it seems appropriate to talk about those things. I've got a great article with industry experts predicting the top trends for residential housing in 2020. Now, this isn't just new construction, but this is in what people are doing with design, even people who aren't looking at putting their house on the market. So there are four ideas, and I want to get your opinion on these, Michelle, as we wrap up the hour here. The first one has an interesting name. It's called Marie Kondo'd Kitchens. There's a woman, Marie Kondo, who tells you that you should only have things that bring you joy or spark joy in your life.
Okay.
So we talked earlier about simpler kitchens with a simpler design, and so they believe that the trend is going to be towards modern, cleaner looks achieved through concealed appliances, stone slab backsplashes, and then just sparks of either art or pieces that would spark joy for someone.
Right.
Your thoughts about that?
I love that. I mean, for my taste, I love the bringing in the nature, natural elements into a kitchen. I love the stone. I love all the new, ideas that they're putting into color. I think that's going to be amazing. I'd love to see where this is going to take it. And is it going to be here in Buffalo?
Well, they think that it's going to be attractive to people who are downsizing and second home buyers, where they no longer view the kitchen as a do-it-all workspace and gathering space. So the kitchens are designed to be streamlined. Appliances are behind cabinetry panels. The appliances can also match the cabinetry to, you know, have a more built-in look without the expense of that. And the idea behind it is the kitchen isn't going to detract from other areas of the house.
Right. It's going to be all part of the house.
So it can still be a focal point, but it's going to be different in that it's simple and clean. So we'll see if that one comes to fruition.
I'm excited to see that. Okay.
So the next one is that gray is passé and black is back. So we know that gray walls, gray cabinets, neutral has been the norm for probably the last decade now. Shades of gray you see in all the houses that are builder models that designers are doing for investors that might be flipping properties. So we're not saying that gray is going away. I mean, it's really become the new neutral over the last decade. But black in specific instances. So we're not going to replace gray kitchens with black kitchens.
You're talking about the sinks again, aren't you?
Black sinks, but the black and white color palette, it's intended to be gender neutral. So it's supposed to appeal to everyone. Accent walls done in black, trim done in black. They're saying the gray won't go away, but people who have more adventurous choices will find special dark monochromatic and very saturated walls to be dramatic. Mm-hmm. But also it can fit with a classic, a casual, and even a modern style, depending on how it's used. So they're looking at it to be everywhere from accent walls to black stained floors, cabinetry, and trim.
It.
So we'll see if that one comes.
I love that. I love that. I'm still into the grays only because of photographs so well. So it's not like I'm not thinking gray always in paint, but just in grays.
Well, I saw this in an article, and I'll share the pictures with you.
Okay.
They're very striking.
Ooh.
So we'll have to see whether or not that that trend takes off here.
Okay.
This one I thought was really interesting because this can apply to any size home, whether you live in a condo, whether you live in an urban loft, whether you live in a traditional home, if you're in a second home, a well-designed foyer. The foyers in the past, you know, have just been treated like an entrance to the house. An average foyer measures about 86 square feet. It's only 3% or less of the entire home, so it typically gets a little bit neglected. So they've been used as utilitarian spaces. The idea is to create a stylish first impression. And one of the places where this is going to be most popular are in condos or smaller spaces where people want to evoke a grand sense of arrival. If someone's downsized, imagine that. You move out of your big home that had a nice little area at the front door where you could reach your guests. You move into a condo or a loft space and you walk right from the front door
into the
living room.
Right.
So the idea is to create a graceful, defined transition to the rest of the home. And if you don't have wall separation or flooring separation, you could do it with mirrors, you could do it with artwork, with benches, with hooks for coats. The idea is to make it useful, but also for its purpose to be evident.
I love this. It sounds like a...
I see you taking notes.
I know. No, actually, I'm getting text messages.
Oh, that's great. And the last one is something that we talk about all the time. The fourth idea is before listing your home, renovate. And maybe it's not a full-on renovation, but it's to make these houses look, they call it here, turnkey homes that are Instagram worthy.
Oh, gosh. Here we go, right?
That's what we're talking about. That's what you do. You get your houses ready so that in a photo, people want to see it.
People want to buy it. Right. You just got to get them in the house. Get them in the house and have the right real estate professional to help you sell that home. I can't say it enough. Know your buyer. And I love all these trends, and it's where it's going in the future. But how do we get these houses today to get that feel that all these, you know, the new buyer base, what they're looking for? We can't turn every house into the new trends, but we can get darn close.
Well, and what I think is really interesting is that this is a national article, and it's talking about 2020, and they're predicting what the trends are.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that you've been doing here in Western New York for your clients and have been talking about on the radio for years.
I know.
So you are ahead of your time, Michelle. They're indicating that minor renovations can achieve a higher sale price. I mean, you've told us that over and over again.
Absolutely.
If the house is presented properly, it's going to sell faster and for more money. And some of the advice that they're giving in this national article is that sellers need to repaint in a neutral color. Kitchen updates, but they don't need to be full-on remodels of kitchen. It could just be adding the backsplash or switching out countertops. Those things pay the biggest dividends. I can't tell you how many times I've heard you say that.
You suggest
changing out the backsplash, doing something with the countertops. Those things reduce the market time and result in more money. I mean,
absolutely.
When I read this, I thought Michelle Weiner must have written this article.
I love this.
Because
you
really do know how to hit on these things. There's a couple list of things. They say the neutral cabinets. People don't realize they can paint cabinets.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a nice, beautiful project of cabinet painting. I've got a wonderful contractor out there that she's amazing. Hands down, definitely an option.
Well, you can paint them white. You could paint them gray because we know gray is still
color.
There.
They're all beautiful colors. I saw this gorgeous green. I couldn't believe it. It gave more of a farmhouse look. It was stunning. Mothballers. It was crazy.
And that's the beauty of the paint because somebody really, really, really doesn't like green, the cabinets could be painted another color. They don't have to be ripped off the wall.
You've got so many
and
options.
New cabinets to be purchased. Sleek countertops. While those granite countertops still remain popular, the busy pattern designs are probably going to be replaced by simpler things that look more like marble.
A very clean look. Exactly.
light and neutrals.
Let's say you have an older home and you're like, you can't drop $8,000 on countertops and such. You can hook up with a nice professional real estate broker that can bring a contractor in. And there's some Formica countertops that look like granite. It's all going to be based on the price of your home.
And we're going to want to make it look like not the busy dark granite, but the neutral one.
And it's going to be Instagram ready.
There you go. That's perfect. And then the last thing that they had on here was wood flooring, because the wood floors do take the brunt of day-to-day life and tend to show wear and tear. Sanding and staining a floor could really make a difference.
Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful.
So
brings back the luster.
So the national experts needed to come to you a couple years ago because you were telling everybody in Western New York this, and they're now predicting that these
on WBEN Radio Show for Hunt Real Estate with Susan Ballard.
And here we are ahead of our time. Fun. So I feel confident going into 2020 that this is going to be a busy real estate market for you. It's going to start earlier. We know that. The spring market is essentially here. As I said at the beginning of the show, my backyard is green. The grass couldn't get any greener than it is right now. The temperatures are what's going to be up to 60 degrees today. So people should reach out to you. How can they reach you, Michelle?
Come find me. Reach me. Text me. Call me. 716-830-8266. You can find me on the internet. Michelle Weiner. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Weiner. W-I-N-E-R. I'm on Instagram, WNY Real Estate, or Facebook. Thanks.
And you can always reach out to Michelle through Hunt. And thank you, Michelle, for joining us. A special thank you to you today for your real estate insights. This is Susan Ballard wishing everyone a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt country.